Hey, welcome to D-Time, episode 12, Mind, Body, and Spirit. I'm sitting here with James Prince, chatting it up. James, thanks for joining me, man.
Absolutely, man. It is a pleasure to be on with you and just kind of talk about life a little bit.
Sweet, sweet. All right, so before we jump into the topic of mind, body, and spirit, I was wondering if you'd take a couple minutes just to introduce yourself to the listeners. Take a couple minutes.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So full name is James Prince. I was actually, I was born in Dallas, Texas, born and raised in Dallas, Texas. Only child. It was super interesting growing up, being an only child. My parents actually split when I was pretty young. I think maybe 5 years old. But the great thing was I was able to really have a relationship with both of them despite them being divorced. And it was super interesting because they both taught me so many different things. I think as only child, you lean a lot less on a brother and sister. Obviously you don't have one. So you typically take a lot more from your parents. You learn a lot from your parents. And, both my parents were so awesome, because they were so different. My mom was actually one of the first, black, principals in the Dallas Independent School District. So she just taught me a ton about what it means to just, trailblaze your own path. You know, there's a quote about leadership, man, that says leaders don't follow the path that's been made. Leaders, you know, blaze their own path, man. And my mom was kind of one of those examples of somebody who just blazed their own path. And my dad, he was interesting, man, because, he was a software engineer. But his leadership style was very different. His leadership style was very social. It was more of the pleasure component, man. He just knew and understood how to relate to people, how to bond with people, how to socialize and really get to know who somebody is. So it was awesome, and I think I kind of got a blend of both of those, and it is what helped me through life to be who I am today. So that's just a little background of my upbringing and kind of what brought me to this stage.
Awesome. Awesome. So yeah, like I mentioned earlier, the title episode is Mind, Body, and Spirit. And in the first part, I talked about, you know, there's a scripture I referenced in Luke 10:27 about, you know, loving the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, strength, and with your mind. And for us nowadays, you know, we understand the need to be spiritually fit. Why do you think, you know, folks tend to forget about the physical and mental aspect of being fit?
I think it's easy for people just to hone in on one thing, right? I think sometimes people think of leadership and they think of the need to be vocal. But leadership is more than just being vocal. Sometimes people think of being spiritually fit as or just being fit as being spiritually fit or just physically fit. But it is really mind, body, and spirit. All of them really coincide with one another. You know, I kind of started this group called the Iron Men. I played scholarship football in college, man, and I have a great passion for physical fitness. I wanted to kind of bring that into our realm within our church, and the Iron Man kind of embodies that. But the thing about the Iron Man is it really shows your heart when you're in the gym and you're exercising. You know, life is a grind. And physical fitness is also a grind. And there's a lot of parallels that that overlap in that regard. So it's really awesome in the gym when you really push yourself to your limits and see the results that come from doing that. You can apply that to your spiritual life, the grind of life, how we are you know, God is always testing us so that he can mature us. And those tests sometimes, you know, force us to go to our limits. You know, God says he won't put more on your plate than you can handle. And it's the same way in the gym. But the only way to receive the blessing is to accept the challenge. And I think physical fitness is awesome because it provides you an opportunity to conquer a challenge every time you step into the gym and then receive the reward.
Yeah, that's great. You know, one of the things that you kind of hear, and I know you probably heard this in when you're talking about fitness, but even in the spiritual aspect, you know, there's so many people that it's hard to kind of take that first step or get the ball rolling. Mm. So for you, what are some simple things that you think folks can do to get the ball rolling into being more spiritually fit, physically fit, mentally fit, et cetera?
You know, I think that's interesting, man. You know, I remember going to the marriage conference, and I think we talked about this last night, in which one of the biggest takeaways I got from the marriage conference came from the first meeting we had, and they talked about how, you know, marriage and love is a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice you make every single day to do the right thing at the right time. And fitness is no different. I think that is the application of fitness, is that it's no different than the rest of life. It is a choice. The people who are struggling just need to take that first step, step into making the right choice. So get with somebody who is physically fit, get somebody who is even better physically and spiritually fit, and kind of tether yourself to that person. Take your first step, get into the gym, get around some disciples, and start that journey. You know, people, I heard this parable one time, and it said that, you know, life is like the monkey bars. They said the only way to move forward is to let go of the bar behind you. If not, we'll just be stuck in place, just swinging. And it's incredibly true. That's what life is. When people lack motivation, it's typically because they just are afraid to let go of that bar behind them. But just in everything, the purpose in life is to always be moving forward. So I say just take the first step.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I know, you know, you mentioned, you know, the Ironman and how that started and how that's going. From you, what's been your biggest takeaway from since starting the Ironman?
The biggest takeaway for me?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Things that you've noticed, things that have impacted you since starting it.
Oh, man, where do I begin? You know, one big takeaway is that this has just been, it's been a learning curve for me as well. I think sometimes people look at leaders and say, like, oh, man, he's got it figured out. Oh, my struggle is I'm nowhere near that. But the Ironman for me it grew organically. I had no idea that God had this in his plans for me, nor had I ever done anything like this before. So first of all, it was incredibly daunting to have this responsibility at first of, you know, training so many different types of people. I was incredibly nervous, but you know, it was one of those things where you accept that challenge and you go and you figure it out. I think the other thing that's just been a blessing to see just within it is how much it's grown and how much people have really rejoiced in what Ironman brings to their life. I never would have predicted or thought that it could be as powerful as it's become. And, you know, having strong disciples beside me, helping me through this all, it's just helped me continue to grow my leadership and my product, which is the Ironman. Joel said, man, as long as this is grounded in the spirit, man, it'll continue to grow. If it turns into something that is just strictly fitness-based, people fall away from that incredibly easily, right? Like you see usually this huge surge right around January 1st, right? And then all of a sudden by March, man, all those people have just really kind of gone by the wayside. But if it's really founded and grounded in the faith, God will keep people connected to it, man. And it's really been that. It's been one of those things where we've stayed incredibly spiritual and it's just continued to grow.
That's awesome. Now, I want to make sure those folks listening get the true sense of Ironman. I know we talked about it a little bit, but for, you know, I was wondering if you can give like a quick elevator pitch, not elevator, but just a quick synopsis of what the Ironman is and it's like its motto too.
Absolutely. You know, so Ironman, it really started organically with Joel, who's the pastor of the Seattle International Christian Church, and myself. We had been studying the Bible together, and we created this pact where he said I asked him, I'll train you physically if you'll train me spiritually. And we both accepted that challenge, and we started this together. And then it grew. It's grown now into about 22 disciples, who exercise together every single morning. And, it really embraces mind, body, and spirit. So what we do is we always, start our workout with a prayer. Somebody different leads the prayer because we are in Ironman trying to build leaders and leadership. We do a workout, and we really, do our workout as a group together. We push each other. When things get really hard, we'll even pray through certain things as we're doing wall sits or so on and so forth. What we're trying to do is always bond throughout the entire process. And at the end, somebody is selected to lead a charge. That charge is supposed to be something that is inspirational, and something we can take with us, and apply directly to that day. And then we pray it out. The expectation too is that we post our quiet times, that we stay open with each other and with struggles that we're having. There's a lot of confession, within the circle that we have, which means there's a lot of trust. People really trust, the brothers and sisters, beside them. And our motto is Proverbs 27:17, where iron sharpens iron, just like one man sharpens another. And we are literally there to lean on one another, to sharpen one another, both physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, so that we can be the best men, women that we can be, and really learn how to be leaders.
No, that's great. Yeah. Iron Man. That's awesome. James, thanks so much, man, for dropping knowledge on this subject. I always like to ask this question before we leave, and it doesn't have to necessarily do with this topic, but for you, what's been the best piece of advice that someone has shared with you? And if you don't have a top, maybe, a recent, nugget that's been shared.
Let's see. For me, it's something I read. It's actually a scripture. It's Proverbs 13:20. And, it says, walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. Mm-hmm. And the reason I love this scripture so much is because I think it applies to everything in life. Mm-hmm. How do you become a leader? You walk with leaders. Mm-hmm. You walk with leaders, you become a leader. But if you refuse to walk with leaders and you decide to stay foolish, then it doesn't say that you will become foolish. It says you'll suffer harm, right? Because refusing to gain in wisdom only hurts yourself. Right. It only hurts you. So in all things that we do, anything that we want to improve in, we need to walk with people that have done that, that have been there, that have walked that. Whether it's leadership, whether it's physical fitness, whether mentally, you need to become stronger. You need to walk with people that are strong. And don't hold yourself back by surrounding yourself with people that aren't motivated, that aren't willing. So what I try to do, man, in all things, I always try to challenge myself. I feel like I have this super powerful circle of close friends that uniquely offer these strengths to me that by myself I wouldn't have. That helps me be a better person, a better man.
That's awesome. That's great. Man, Viv, thanks for sharing that. James, again, man, thanks for dropping knowledge. If I can include some more info on the Ironman for those that are more interested, if you liked, in the comments. But for those listening, if you have any thoughts on the subject or some insights, please share. You can follow the podcast, D-Time Podcast, on Twitter and Instagram, and dtimepodcast@gmail.com. James, bro, thank you so much for taking the time.
Man. Thank you, bro. I love what you're doing, man. I can't wait to hear this, and I can't wait to listen to the rest of your feeds. I know God's using you in a special way.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
All right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to D-Time. Today's episode is all about mind, body, and spirit. How much does our physical and mental state affect our spirituality?
You know, this is something that I think is a hot topic, or is going to be a hot topic this year. You know, we get, you know, mental strength, we get physical strength, but do we apply mental strength in the same aspect? You know, in Luke chapter 10, verse 27, he said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all of your strength and with all of your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." You know, we get the heart part of the equation, but it seems like strength and mind are seldom addressed when it comes to spirituality. What if you have the hard part down and the physical and mental aspect is left by the wayside? You know, most of us read this and get sad, right? Because I know there's some people out there that, you know, physically they can't do as much, right? You hear, you know, physical strength and you think of, you know, running marathons and lifting a bunch of weights, and you can kind of get discouraged. But I don't think that's what the scripture is talking about. You know, if all you have is a little strength, an incy tiny bit of strength, give it all you have to loving God. If you're struggling with mental strength, you know, we live in an area here in Seattle, and I think particularly the Pacific Northwest, there's a lot of people that struggle with depression. If you're challenged by, you know, the mental aspect of your spirituality, if all you have is a little bit that you can give, give it all. If all you have is a little bit, love God with all of it. You know, all these areas can be strengthened, but they need to be strengthened to the best of our abilities. You know, I can say, you know, with a clear mind, you know, 2019 was a challenging year. And at times I struggle with the mindset of, you know, giving what little I have, giving all of it, you know, the 20% I have, giving 100% of it. And I struggle with it. And I had to come to realization that, you know, I'm putting these expectations on God, that he wants me to run a marathon, run, you know, up a flight of stairs, up and down, when physically I'm not there yet. What God is concerned with is, do we give 100% of our heart, no matter what amount we feel like it is? And so for those listening, maybe you're feeling challenged in this area. Maybe you're feeling like, hey, I can't give all my strength, right? I can't give all my spirit, all my mind. I want to challenge us to get out of that mindset. To start thinking about, hey, what little I have, I'm going to give all of it to God. You know, what little strength I have, I'm going to give all of it to God. What little mental capacity or mental strength I have, or I feel like I have at the moment, I'm going to give it all to God. That's what that scripture is talking about. That's what the commandment is talking about. What we have, do we give all of it to God? So that's my challenge. I really encourage you guys to really go after it. You know, send us an email, send us a message. Hey, you know, maybe I'm struggling in this area. What are some things that I can do? And excitingly, for the second part of this podcast, we're going to sit down with an amazing guy, James Prince, who's doing a whole lot of things in the area of mind, body, and spirit. And he's going to share some insights, some things that have helped him. I'm really excited for you guys to hear what he has to say. So please stick around after the break and we'll chat with him. All right, peace. Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at D-Time Podcast. See you next time.